You are welcome to the podcast of Dominion Chapel International, the special place. We are a church that believes in pure worship, unadulterated word and family. Be enlightened as you listen to this message.
We are on the path of perfection and we are aided by the Holy Ghost. The person who is leading you to your destination, you don't even know him. And you don't understand him, and you want to dictate to him. How do you get your destination? So everything that we are doing here, you know, is to help us tread the path of glory. So at the end of the day, we'll do better than those who have lived before us. Praise God. Glory to God. I told the pastor I'll be doing what I call reflection. I don't want to be tempted to keep you here for too long. You will sit down very briefly for a very short period. I want to just pick on some foundations with you so that what you have gotten now, you'll be able to establish. Please sit down. Can we have this scripture, Revelation 12, verse 11? Just want to do a quick work here. Can we read together? Okay, TPT. Let's read. Amen. Apostle Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For what is it? It's the power of God unto what? To whom? Everyone who believes. I'm not ashamed of it. Now, they overcame him by the blood of Jesus that has already been shed. That was the part Christ played. Amen. You are not going to share your blood over there. But by the blood and then by the word of their testimonies. What is testimony? What is testimony here? An attestation that the blood that was shed was efficacious. There's evidence to show that the blood that was shed was not just ordinary blood. That something happened following the shedding of the blood. That you have been diligent with the word of God, that you have evidence to show how powerful the word is. So the blood has already been shed. It's not your assignment. But yours is to believe what he did and stay on what he did and get results. So you show the devil, this is evident, Jesus overcame you, and I, by what he did, have also what? Overcome you. So don't just quote that scripture and rejoice day. Then you're not part of it. The blood was shed. That is our trump card. But our ability to believe what he did and work with what he did without fear of death and may be reproached. Yesterday night I told my wife something. I said, look, the Holy Ghost just prompted something in my heart. See how believers are dragging prophecy and prophetic ministry in the mud. Dragging them because all we are doing in our Christian walk now is showbiz. Is what? Yes. It's showbiz. So look at them now. Run after politicians to identify with them that they may get money. See the reproach that we are bringing to Christ. That you have the gift of prophecy or you're in the office of the prophet and you want to make money. and you must identify with men to make you profit from the assignment, the gift that God has given to you. No. We don't have any business with men to help us in the work that we are doing. We don't have any business with that one. But we want to be known. One man of God said we sacrifice the dignity of what Jesus did on the platform of popularity. You want to be popular. So what they do out there is what we do. So you don't mind bringing a man of God down so that you will be seen. If the rising of that man makes you remain in the shadows, then you are not yet born again. You want to get to the heights? Look at the tree you are going to climb to the heights and protect that one. Are you there? So it is not just in talking. By the blood, yes, he shed the blood. And the testimonies of their what? They said the word of their testimonies. And they feared not their lives unto death. They were able to stand boldly. Just like Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I told somebody one day, when you go out on evangelism, don't go to defend the gospel. Go to present the gospel. The one who defends the gospel is there. Don't go engage people, in talking, in debate. You are debating. You want to tell them that Jesus is Jesus. Whether they believe it or not, he is Jesus. And he is Lord. You are believing God and or not believing him will not make him God. Before you came to this world, he was God. So you don't have an assignment to go and defend God. You only go to present him. And let him defend himself. Like this man said, what's the name of that guy? Chapter 6 of Judges. Gideon's father. When they said Gideon had cut down the Ashtaroth and he should be stoned possibly to death, their father said, leave that God to defend himself. Don't defend him. If indeed he's God, let him defend himself. In chapter 12 of Acts, something happened there. Who can tell me? Something very significant, yes. Of the church. But there's a judgment that came from God over one person. Herod. When he was boasting, oratory, talking, kata kata, and people were clapping for him. Be careful. Popularity, as for you, a believer, must not come from men. You must be popular with God, not with men. And he accepted the adoration that they gave to him, and he was struck immediately. I've never heard that thing before. I haven't seen one. That a person is alive and then he's eaten up by worms. He's alive, maggots, from his nose, from his ears, from his mouth. They ate him to death. If you don't fear this God, all that God is looking for is that you walk in love with him. Honor him. And then he'll honor you. So when you see men of God making inroads in their areas of calling, don't want to be like them in the manifestations, but be like them in the foundations. I've said this thing here before. One time when I had the opportunity of sitting at the table with Dr. Edepo, I told him, I said, I don't want to hear the things that I hear often. I want to hear, because he was now telling us about his foundations, his life of prayer, how he went to the bush to pray and then suddenly a snake dropped from the tree down. And then after the snake, the next thing was rain. It was raining. He refused to just hit his Bible and the book he went with. And he was in the rain, still praying. Your own, it's not that it's raining, no. That you saw the clouds like the size of a man's fist. And then you prophesy to yourself, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. And then you sent a message to the resident pastor or to somebody. In fact, you won't send to him because you don't know the reaction. So send to someone that you know. Please, when you go, tell pastor that it was raining in our area. You have lied again. It was raining and he was there. You know what he said? He said, the moment the devil fell, I mean the snake fell, he said Satan has been defeated. Yes, he had understanding of what he was looking for. In this year, just like Pastor announced, the expectations are very high. Very, very high. Very, 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 very high. Praise God. Very high. Prophets of God, whether they are genuine or not, I don't know. But prophets, you have learned from experience not to talk about what people say they have. It happened to me in 1992. The Holy Ghost flogged me very well because I was talking about two Catholics who sat in the same car with me during their Lenten era or what period. And I sat down there in between the two ladies and I said, what are these people doing? Who are they fasting to? Who is receiving their fast? And in me, I condemn them to nothingness. And the Holy Ghost asked me a question. Who made you a judge? What do you know? Oh, I was dealt with. And I was going to teach at the church. When I got there, I turned and I said, look, whatever I want to talk about, let me say this one first before we continue. From today, when you hear anybody calling the name of Jesus, forget about how they do it. Don't talk about it. If God helps you to meet a person, educate the person from scriptures, but don't condemn anybody. I advise them never to try condemning people. We condemn people. But when you see the fervency of their relationship with God, you have to ask yourself, am I also to that extent? Pentecostals and charismatics, we are so excited because we speak in tongues. There was a man that I was privileged to know, a very sincere man of God like that. He had not received the Holy Ghost baptism. He wasn't speaking in tongues. It was because of the background. He was an Equa person. Equa is an evangelical Christian unit. It's very prominent in Nigeria and then in Sierra Leone and Liberia. Very, very prominent. So he belonged to that place. And it was under the full gospel that when he became president of the full gospel, that was when the guy got baptized in the Holy Ghost. But the man was in the meeting and he needed to pick a document. He rushed to his house and discovered that the wife was not there. And he also left his key at the place. And he stood by the door and was wondering what he would do. Then suddenly, he told the Lord, I need to get this document and go back. And this door is locked. Are you not the answer to every situation? So open this lock for me to go inside. The next thing he heard was a click like that. Click. He told the thing that's opened. Padlock opened just like that. And you look at him and say, he's an equal man. You don't know his relationship with God. What we have as Holy Ghost baptism, the extra is a bonus that we have to make us soar higher. Are you getting what I'm talking about? So humility is very important here. And your pursuit of holiness. Pursue it. You are holy, yes, but pursue it. In everything that you do, make sure it's an underlying factor. You are the righteousness of God, but would that permit you to behave in the way that you're behaving? So in your life, you must always reflect. Where do I stand? We are not condemning yourself. No. You are only saying that I need to go the way the Lord wants me to go. Whether it will kill me or not, I've got to go this way. Don't make any human being your standard. I've told you before. Let human beings become an inspiration to you, but not your standard. Otherwise, when they sink, you will sink with them. Praise God. All right. So they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb, and then by what? The words of their testimony. Those testimonies are products of the faith of the man in the finished work of Christ. Amen. You don't know. If you know where you are coming from, you won't be afraid of what people say. I know where I came from. A man of God, I ministered in his church, and he had 3 phones. And calls will come. You either get up to go and answer the call, or you bend his head down and be answering the call. And I said, look at him like that, and I got angry. So I told him, I said, you are disrespecting God. The person who called you, is he more important than God to you? Or you can say nipa feria. Akwano feri or feri so much. I say insuya bono. It was so serious. And you know, I don't say these things laughing. And he was lucky I said it to him personally. Because I could have said it from the altar, and I don't care. I don't. If you don't respect God, should I respect you? And you may ask the bishop, what would you gain? Again, God. Please. Where you are going is very far. Don't allow all these little foxes, things that people will see and then they call you and they shout your name and all that. Yeah, so what happened? When they clap for you, when you begin to drop, they will clap and welcome you. That you've dropped. Don't disappoint God. The grace of God upon your life must be treasured. Treasure the grace of God upon your life. You are not the best of people, but He chose to honor you. So you must remember that one every time. Prophet Samuel told Saul, the king, that when you were little in your own eyes, did the Lord not make you captain over his people? And then a man of God who brought this revelation to me added, so remain little. Remain what? Little in your eyes. A wise man's eyes are in his head. I shared that scripture in 1991 at the Bible school, and Mrs. This woman who was there with you at the publishing editorial board, Waka. She was my mate at the Bible school. Me, I wasn't talking to anybody because I went to study. After the service, he said, brother, where from that revelation? I said, is it a revelation? He said, yes. She said, yes. I said, I don't know. I was only saying what scripture said. A wise man's eyes are in his head. The foolish man's eyes are in his hands. I added that one. A man who is appointed unto honor and doesn't know and appreciate that he's been so lifted is like a beast that perishes. The scriptures in one chapter brought it out twice. Chapter what? 20. Of which book? A man in honor and understandeth not. Is it 49? Psalm 49, 12 and 20. A man in honor and abided not. That's how one reads. Yeah. 49, 20. You are in honor, but you don't understand it. So you don't abide in that honor. Say you are like a beast that perishes. Say God forbid. Yes. If God is going to forbid, then you must also forbid. Forbid it. Always see yourself as one who is going to a destination of honor. And God has placed the honor upon you to be able to get there. And he has helped you with the Holy Ghost. And you are privileged to have the Bible. Many, many people in several centuries never had the Bible. They only had heard things that people said. And they believed. And they walked with him. If you must appreciate or put value on the things that we are talking about in this place, you just have got to humble yourself. Do what? Isn't it not preaching that somebody was doing and he died on the altar? Okay, are you going to tell me that he wasn't a Christian? I know how much energy you are putting into this work. If you go, you do over speed, I will stop you. You know why they call over speed? Speed is good. Over speed is not that you are running over. I don't believe in that gauge they use. Is that you saw a car overtaking one, and then you're also overtaking to go and meet him. To me, that's over speed. Your mind is crazy. So is your car. Crazy. No space. Where are you running to? Where? You want to die? No. You won't die. I was talking to somebody. I don't know who I was talking to recently. It's not long ago. I was telling somebody about fasting and preaching. That you have fasted for 2 weeks. Okay, like this 21 day, assuming it was a water fast. This is Saturday. Tomorrow, Sunday morning, you are going to minister. And then you go in the strength of the empty stomach. Then you go and stand there. Now, the anointing that is upon you is so heavy. But the body carrying the anointing is very weak. You will preach, but you will not get the impact that you should have gotten. And if you're not careful, you may collapse and die. I've gone blank twice in my ministry life. Twice. But God help me. One of them, the woman that said amen, after I finished preaching, I said amen, I went blank. But I knew where my seat was. So just one step. I'm only saying wisdom is profitable to what? Profitable to direct. Wisdom is what? Profitable. And the wisdom here is this. There must be a foundation, atmosphere for what we are expecting to go through. So allow that atmosphere. Amen. Now let me touch one more thing, and then our major scriptures for the year's theme from Matthew, what is there? All right, so let's read that one. Say, I am. Yes. You like that one? The first part is you. The second part must not be you. You cannot lose your saltness. All right, but that's not what I want. The next verse. You are what? Yes. Is that it? Let's put semicolon there and go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 4. Let's read. In him was what? And next verse. In him was what? Life. And the life was what? In him was life. So divine life is responsible for the light that you are described by. I have the light of God. And my light is shining. It's shining. And it's shining. It's a product of your position as a beneficiary of divine life. The life of God in you is what is producing that light. Okay? Now, it says, and the light shines in darkness, and darkness... I have a way of putting this scripture. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not been able to apprehend it. What you can't comprehend, you can arrest. So there is something that is at the foundation of you being the light of the world. And that thing is the life of Christ at work in you that makes you the light. That everywhere you appear or anywhere you appear, your light must do what? Must shine. There is also darkness around. But your advantage is that you have light, and your light cannot be put down by darkness. So don't fear darkness. The issues in darkness are plenty. Can you mention some to me? Fear. Ignorance. Anxiety. What? Depression. Limitations. Failure. Sickness and diseases, poverty, chaos, everything that is disorderly and contrary to the will of God for your life is a product of darkness. So by you have light. Amen. And the light you have is so potent that even when darkness sees the light, runs away. There is no contention between light and darkness. That's why when you become so over spiritual and you are saying that you are wrestling with the devil. When you say that one, I know your level. So I asked a question. He now saw it. If you are going to wrestle with a person, you must hold. So which part of God did you hold? You struggle with him. Nothing term. It's figurative though. But the issue is this. You and the devil are not in the same class. To now begin to wrestle. Anytime light appears, darkness bows out. It's instant. There's no contention. No matter how little the light is, darkness will begin to recede. That is who you are. And if you are going to make this light shine to the glory of God, then you must make sure that you and darkness have no relationship. So in all our ways, we must be sure that we are standing where God wants us to stand. The things about the light that you carry, righteousness, health, eternal life, prosperity and affluence, dignity, Christ-likeness, excellence, boldness, unusual favor, unending lifting, etc., etc., etc. We can keep on counting. The things that Jesus came to do for you, those are the elements of the light you carry. And if you're able to sustain these, then your light will keep on shining. And what is the secret here? Let your walk with Christ be genuine and full of intimacy and commitment. Praise God. Don't ever struggle to be what you are not. Just make sure you sustain what you are and who you are. Those are things I thought that we should reflect on. This thing came to me 7:20 yesterday, 7:20 a.m. yesterday, and I put it down. The light is consequent upon the divine life we carry. And these are products of the light. And when you go to read Isaiah 60, it talks about, it says something. Arise. You know, we many of us quote it this way, arise and shine. Arise and shine. Ghana. Arise. Shine. Where are you arising from? Arise from darkness and shine. Because he went on now to show you what is happening around you. He said, this is your time. And this year is your era of glory. So arise. When you do, shine. You have been down for long, arise. You have been ignorant for long, arise. Come out from the tentacles of the enemy and then begin to do what? Begin to shine. Why? He said, darkness has covered the earth. He said, gross darkness. I call it Stygian darkness. You can't see even your own nose. You can't see beyond your nose. Complete darkness. Everybody is in trouble, but you will arise. And then your light shall become a point of attraction. They shall come to your rising. As you wake up, those who are held down will come to your rising. They will come to your light. And it shall be to the glory of God. So if you are looking for popularity, that's a platform where you begin to show difference. You are different from others because you have chosen to allow the light of God in you to shine. Please choose the light and forsake darkness. If the hand of God is upon you, there is no human hand that can put you down. Don't let men ride on your back and put you in bondage. But every time you see them, you have to bow. Nobody should be able to say that he made you rich. That was Abraham's position. I will not make anyone to say I made Abraham rich. He saw the sufficiency of his God. The what? The sufficiency of his God. Your God is more than enough for you. So stay with him. Ladies, are you there? Now, if you sit in somebody's car, he gives you front seat. That is the passenger side in front over there. That is where he will put you. That's the highest point. Front seat, you do 7. You put your hand at the window, 7. Because of one front seat, you want to destroy yourself when you are the owner of many vehicles. You are what? The owner of a fleet of vehicles. One front seat. At the College of Education, one city in Bauchi State, I made a statement that made people to cry. I told the lady, I said, I'm going to say something. It's very unfortunate, but I will say it. Why have you reduced your value to kebab and malt? No kebab? Because the Muslims had a program. Their program is that they will get as many Christian girls as possible and make them pregnant. It was a paper written. I was privileged to see the paper. A program. It was a program they were working on. They wanted to increase their population and deplete that of the Christians, so they will use money to conquer them. They put you there. Front seat, kebab, and malt. And those who drink beer, they will give you beer as much as you could drink. And when they finish what they are looking for, they make you pregnant, you give birth to an Islamic boy, they take the child from you and send you packing. So when I told them, why have you... You brought your lesson. You don't value. You have no value except for kebab. The value of this woman is kebab and malt. By the time I finished with them, they started crying. That's several years back. Somewhere in the 80s. I finished them. I planned to finish them. And the Holy Ghost helped me with that statement. It went through them like a dart. You are too honored by God to give yourself away like that. You are anxious to have a husband. Nobody is coming to greet you. Good morning, good afternoon. And so anyone that comes in, like one of my mates at the Bible school, on the day that we were to graduate, the day we're closing the thing now, we had a very fantastic moment. And people began to prophesy across. And one of our mates mentioned the name of that sister and said, at the end of our meeting here, if you don't allow the Holy Ghost to lead you, a Muslim Alaji will pick you from the gate, and that may be the end of your life. This one was like Jesus and Judas. Somebody is going to betray me, and he said, who is it? Is you? Judas said, doesn't matter. I will still betray you no matter what. You understand? Now, that lady, you know Garden of Faith. Huh? You will walk from the church premises to the main road. By the time she got to the main road, a car was there waiting. Like a sheep, she was led to the slaughter. And she opened not her mouth. Later became the third wife to the Muslim woman. And then from, straight from Bible school. And then from there she died. Prematurely. A prophecy came to her directly. What took her there? There was something she had in herself that she defended and never allowed the word of God to reach. Some of you, certain things about your life, you have put them under lock and key. Holy Ghost knock, he said, leave that one, just go to the other side. As for my money, don't come there, Holy Ghost. So your pocket has a zip with padlock. That's how that lady destroyed her life. I don't say this one to mock her, but I want you to understand that in as much as you are anxiously working with the Lord to make sure your life becomes better, the devil also is warming up to see when you will come out. May you not become his victim. In the name of Jesus Christ. We bless the Lord for what he has done with us. We went somewhere to fast. We're fasting and praying. And in those days, if I took you out, you know that the maximum hours you get to sleep in the day is 2.5 hours. Maximum. So we're praying and praying and praying and praying and praying. I gave one of our men an assignment. He quoted one scripture and led prayer. And as he was doing that, when the Holy Ghost told me that your time is up, go back. We had one full day by our own arrangement, one full day to stay there. Who are we going to stay with? The man that brought us there said the time is over. He said, no, I said it's 3 days, so it will be 3 days. That's me. That's me. So we got up. It was past entry that led that prayer. I think I've told you before. A word came from him. It was very prophetic. And it was the answer to the why. The answer we were looking for. So you have gotten the answer. What are you doing there? Before one lion comes, you can't carry you. Sensitivity to the Holy Ghost leading is very, very important in your walk. But you will get your destination in the name of Jesus. After impartation, the next thing is temptation. So beware of the enemy and his suggestions. Stay under the cover of the impartation. The things that you heard here, go and begin to activate those things in your life.
God bless you for listening to this message. You can also enjoy our messages on Anchor, Spotify, Podcast Addict, and all other podcast platforms. Visit us at Dominion Chapel International, the special place near the XGI building, Shashi, Accra. Do remember to subscribe to this podcast to receive more life-impacting teachings by our seasoned ministers of the gospel every single week. You can also follow DCI, the special place, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Always remember that God loves you.